go to Dusty Rhodes, Americana.
Well, I'm the pizza man. I'm the pizza man. I can do it when you can, because I'm the ever-loving Americana pizza man. Yeah, I love this job. I'm telling you that, brother. Woo, let's see what we got. This the house. Yeah, it is. Wow. All right, pizza, pizza, pizza. I'm the pizza man. Oh, yeah, let me see here. Let me see now. We got that, that sardine pizza. That's that old Mount Austin pizza. And then, oh, my favorite pizza of all, pig feet pizza with a little bit of snout on the side. Woo! I'm the pizza man. I'm the pizza man. Yeah, ding dong. Americana pizza. Boy, look at this. Woo, hi, oh, pretty lady. Americana pizza
man.
For you.
Yes, ma'am. I hope you have my sardine pizza.
I got your sardine. I got
my
it right there.
Mountain grown oyster pizza?
Your mountain grown oyster pizza. But I got something for you. I can tell you ordered this pig feet pizza.
Oh, yes.
A little extra snout on the side.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, my
there
favorite.
You go, darling.
Why don't you try some? It's my favorite.
Can I try
You'll
some?
You'll love it.
Oh,
all
right. Yeah.
Ooh.
Two pieces.
Ooh. Mm.
That's good for your tummy, and it's yummy, yummy, yummy.
Hey, aren't you?
What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Beltmaker. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to World Championship Wrestling. I'm sure the horsemen are still anxiously awaiting.
No, we're not anxiously awaiting. The world champion is demanding right now here to be told what the surprise for himself and the horsemen is. Bottom line, Ross, spit it out. Who is it?
Rick,
Ross, it's someone you interview a guy like that, Rocky King. I don't much like that at all. We asked you real nice before, and I'm asking you again, what's this big surprise you got?
I'm going to answer you very politely.
Hey, we don't even talk to guys like Rocky King. But if you don't cough it up, I'm going to get in that ring right now, and I'm going to grab him by the neck. We'll find out right now.
I'm not going to tell you. It's that simple. You have to wait. It's a surprise. You like to surprise everybody? Where you guys going? Fans, the surprise for the horseman is on his way. They can't stand this anticipation. Let's go up to ring announcer Tony Gillum and our next event.
Ladies and gentlemen, this match is set for one fall. In the ring from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, weighing 261 pounds, Cactus Jack Benson. And across the ring, his opponent. He hails from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, I'll pay you a couple.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
Get out of here. Leave me alone. And you just take it easy. Rocky, get that microphone here. Relax. Relax. Be cool. You got no problem. You know, there's one guy that knows what this surprise is for the horseman, and I just want to know, what is that surprise?
Only you is going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Hey, get up there. Hey. Give me that surprise crap. Who are you talking about, boy?
Hey, listen, we ain't gonna fool around here much longer. We got rid of Sting, we got rid of Luger, Mr. Norman, and everybody else. Now, if you don't want to get your head stuck someplace where the sun don't shine, you better be telling us what the heck is going on. And I want to know now, I want to know right now, who that surprise is, Mr. Rocky King.
Let me explain something to you, boy. You can't moonwalk 1 foot with a broken leg, so spit it out. Only he's going to take care of you, buddy. When he's coming here, your day's going to be over here. I'm telling you, Ole, so he's going to moonwalk. Who is it?
Junkyard Dog!
look in a different direction. You're what's going to take the horseman, Jeff. You.
Hey, listen. Show them how we take care of people like this back in old Minnesota.
Watch this one time.
Go for it. This is 1990, and it's a new time. I'm sitting back home, listening at them. Look how they did Sting. Look how they did Luger. Look how they did Norma. Now they're going to crawl all over the dog. Hey, you can't cut ice to the three like a cabbage. All head and no rear, and I got a lot of rear for them to get. If you can't stand to eat, get the hell out of my kitchen.
And we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Tumblr Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletrowmax and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man.
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Uh-oh.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Oh yeah. What's up, everybody? It's Friday. It is February. Tell us today's date. I think it's like the 9th, right? I can't even tell what date it is anymore. Yeah, it's the 9th. Welcome to another edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Heavyweight Primate, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rhea, and I am joined by Choppy, who's in the other room. Doing the daddy thing. He'll be in a minute. How's everybody doing tonight? I have agita from all this pizza I ate. It's National Pizza Day. And if you heard the beginning of the show, you heard Dusty Rhodes cutting his Pizza Man promo. I'm the pizza man. Ooh, extra. That's some pig feet pizza with some snout on the side, baby. Snout on the side. Anyway, it is also Black History Month, so we're gonna play a clip every week. Tonight's clip was the Junkyard Dog returning to the NWA to back up his boy Rocky King against the Four Horsemen, which I think was only three. Well, it was only two Horsemen at the time. It was Ole and Rick. I forgot where Double A was this time, but anyway, but yeah. So you know, a little bit of an extended intro. You'll probably get another extended intro next week. If you weren't tuning in the first 5 minutes of the show, it's fine. Normally, I like to play some shit, you know? Yeah, that's some barbecue over there. Mongo's in the chat room. Shaylin from Shaolin. Everybody else listening in on TuneIn, live on The Rant, TheRantEMRadio.com. We're part of the Shining Wizards Network, as always. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody had a great week. I had a great week. I want to talk about it with Choppy, but he's not here because he's inside doing that thing. Because we have a pediatric visitor tonight. Mr. Logan's in the house, and he's not very happy. So we have to feed him, make him happy. You know, do all that other happy horse shit. There's a Ring of Honor pay-per-view going on right now on Facebook Live. And on Fight TV, F-I-T-E. Michael and I have been watching it since 7 o'clock. Really good match with Shane Taylor and Kenny King. That was a good match. Who else fought? Oh, Silas Young fought Josh the Goods Woods, who's filling in for Cheeseburger, who had the flu. And Dalton Castle and the boys were fighting Daniels, Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky. I did not see the end of that. Then he went to a break intermission. So I don't even know the results of that. Mikey's watching it inside, so I'm sure if anything jumps off, he'll tell me. I know Bully Ray is like the new enforcer, apparently. I guess they call him the enforcer. Tennille, what's her face, came back, a.k.a. Emma. She's going to be in the Women of Honor title tournament, and she's going to be doing some tag match tonight. So that's going to be on it tonight. And the Bullet Club, Cody Rhodes, Hangman Page, and Marty Scurll are going to be fighting the Kingdom. And the Young Bucks are fighting Best Friends, Beretta, and Chucky Taylor. And I think that's it. I don't know if any other matches were signed. I only found out about it like today. Normally I'm on top of these things, but I was not here. I was away. So I'm going to be Let me see here. Let me get my soundboard up. Yeah, all right. So let me see. Make sure. Because I really didn't do a sound check. Me and Choppy were bullshitting here and having pizza. So I'm hoping it all sounds good. Ever. How's everybody doing? And I hope I'm sounding all right. And I'm sorry if you hear fucking crying in the background. It's annoying my life that there's fucking background noise every show now. I'm going to have to deal with that. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that, but it's annoying my life. I know it shouldn't, but it does, because I try to, you know, bring good content, and I try to sound good, because, you know, if you're a Turnbuckle Throwbacks fan, you know there's audio issues, you know, so, anyway, so, I didn't watch any wrestling this week. Choppy did watch a little bit of wrestling. We did watch a throwback, but Choppy had some stuff he wanted to talk about, so once he gets back in here, we will do that, but unfortunately I can't because he's not fucking here and it's annoying. Let's see. You know, let me just open the website here for some news. We'll get into some news while Choppy's doing his thing. So, let's see. Shane McMahon announces big changes for Fastlane. There's going to be a fatal four-way. So the winner of next week's Ziggler versus Corbin match will go to join WWE Champion AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens for the title match at Fastlane. And we'll give our predictions when that comes in. Let's see. WWE promotes two co-presidents, George Barrios and Michelle Wilson, to co-presidents. All right, some people got some better jobs in WWE. Nobody cares. Let's see. SmackDown viewership. Nobody cares. John Cena wrote a kid's book. I saw this a little while ago. What's the name of it? Blah, 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 blah. $17.99. It'll be out October 9th. It is called... What is it called? Meet Elbow Grease, a little monster truck with a big problem. He's small and his four brothers wants to prove... Okay. So it's like a Cars type thing if you're a Disney fan. So, yeah, what's life without background noise? I know, but it's annoying my fucking life. Like, the one thing I want to do with no interruptions, there's always an interruption. So I'm trying to be cool, calm, and collected about it without losing my mind. WWE signed a rugby star. Let's see. Is there any... Oh, no. Todd Clever visited his performance center. So, I think he's probably going to wind up training. I don't. He's 6'4", 225. He's a big boy. He's an American rugby player. Let's see what else is going on. Let's see. There's been talk of pushing the 5th annual Andre the Giant Battle Royal harder this year because of the HBO documentary of Andre that premieres Tuesday after WrestleMania. According to PW Insider, WWE officials realized that if the Andre documentary draws a good rating for HBO, then it could lead to more projects with the network and Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons is a good dude, man. Good sports writer, commentator. I like Bill Simmons a lot. He's also a huge wrestling fan. And he's also the guy behind the project, so. And my tag team partner is in the building. And so.
Hello, everyone. Sorry about that.
Everything all right?
Yeah, he's just not falling asleep. I don't know what's going on with him, but I'm trying to calm him down. Sorry about that, guys. Apologize.
So I was just telling everybody about the, just reading news and nonsense. I wasn't really doing anything. I really didn't want to do anything without you. I tried to anyway.
That's fine. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't be sorry. It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
If it be that way, let it be.
If it be that way, let it be, as the great Dusty Rhodes would say. All right, so you did watch wrestling this week.
I watched 205 Live, just to see what was going on, because I heard that Triple H is now running 205 Live.
Yes, I read that.
It's much different. It's more in-ring. It's a more of an in-ring product, not more of like that. It was not the Enzo show. It was more of the, they weren't trying to make the guys look like comedy acts pretty much.
Okay.
And under Vince's guidance, that show was just going to go, tank. So I do like the fact that, they're starting to incorporate some NXT guys, one being Roderick Strong. And I think that, the match with Roderick Strong and Hideo Itami was absolutely fantastic. I mean, if you guys haven't seen it, please watch it. And at first, at the beginning of the match, I was kind of shocked because, you know, like, there were some people that actually knew who the fuck Roderick Strong was. And some people just don't, you know, because you got to keep in mind the 205 Live audience is the casual fan. They don't, not too many people know who this guy is. So for me to hear Roddy chants in the background, it was pretty nice. And not for nothing, even though he's NXT right now, he's like, when I saw him on 205 Live, he just belonged on the main roster. He should be on the main roster. This guy is ready to go. And I predict him at least to be in the finals at WrestleMania for the Cruiserweight title.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I haven't paid attention to 205 Live even when Enzo was champion.
I don't blame you.
So
I haven't seen a 205 Live in at least 3 weeks, and I just, when I found out that Triple H was running the show, I was like, "You know what? Let's give it a try. See what happens." And I actually enjoyed it.
I'm a liar. I did watch some Mid-South while I was down in Florida.
Good for you. How was that?
I love Mid-South wrestling.
Of course you do.
I was watching it. Well, I mean, so for people who don't know, I try to go to Florida on the Southwest Coast to see my family every Super Bowl weekend. My cousin has a huge party. This coming next one will be the 10th one they have. It's like 30, 40 people in the house. He gets a bounce house for the kids. He deep fries turkeys. He deep fries fucking chicken fingers and ravioli. You got to come down next year. And then, of course, the main event is in the Cajuna box, he roasts a pig. So some lechon for my Latino people in there.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Shaylin knows about some lechon. So we had some lechon. It was a 69-pound pig. I sent choppy pictures.
I was jealous.
My wife's friend, who's a vegan, lost her fucking mind on social media. I didn't rebut to her because, again, I apologize to all my vegan friends and vegetarian friends, but it's fucking delightful.
Yeah.
And one of our homeboys, one of my cousin's wife's best friends, her husband's a chef. So he comes over and he dissects the pig and the turkeys. So, like, he breaks down the pig. Here's the fucking loin. Here's this. Here's the shoulder. Here's the butt. And it's like, my job is the day before we pick the pig up. And I'm the guy who slices it and stuffs it with garlic. Ooh. And then we decorate it with some sour orange, like a mojo.
Okay.
A mojo, and then some oregano and salt and pepper. And then we put him in a bag, and he soaks overnight, and then we put him on the spigot, and then we put the rack inside the cajuna, and it roasts for like 6 hours, 5-6 hours.
Oof.
And it was fucking delightful.
It was like butter.
Bro. And then the next day, I'm not a ribs guy, but he did ribs, like 10 racks of ribs on it the next day.
Ugh.
So, yeah, my cousin knows how to throw down. So thank you, Brian and Melissa. We had a great time, wifey and I. So, wifey, there was a death in the family. One of my wife's cousins, like, stepdad died.
Okay.
And they live on the other coast, like, near Boca. So the next day after we arrive, she fucking drives across with her rental Mustang.
Oh, I saw that.
Right?
Yeah.
She drives across Florida, literally across Florida, to go to the service, then come back. And then they ran a race the next day. Her cousin, and their best friend. They ran a race. Like, Tony did a 10K, they did a half marathon, so that was fun. And then but the whole time I was home with my boy Brian, my cousin, we were setting up. Like, there's a lot of fuck. I don't know how he does it, man. It's a lot of fucking work, dude.
It is.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work to entertain. Like, when I entertain every 3 months, I'm fucking tired. Like, this year's Mania party isn't going to be as big as it is because a couple of people aren't coming. But I still, you know, fucking cook and set up and shit, so.
When you were at the Decker Dome.
Yeah.
I remember you used to, dude.
I was tired by the time y'all got
there.
By the time we
got there, you were just like, guys, feed yourselves. I'm just going to relax, and that's it.
And the last one we had at your house, I was like, yo, we're doing a radio show. So I was like, we didn't even cook that much. We just had we had some food.
It was, I think I ordered pizza.
We ordered pizza.
I had some chili, I think it was.
Yeah, chili. Elaine brought the dip. Guacamole.
The guac, yeah.
So, this year I'll be back at my house. But we're going to be less people this year, I think, because of there's some stuff going on within the crew. People have to be with other family members and shit like that. So,
that's fine.
So, hopefully Cousin Anthony comes through, though, this year. That'd be cool.
What do you call it? Boy, did I start something on social media this week.
Did you? Oh, you know what?
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
So, all right, so I go down there for the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, it's a good segue. They played a great game. Nobody played defense. It was like a fucking... People were open the whole time. It was like the Viking game. No one played defense. The Patriots didn't play defense. The Eagles didn't play defense. And Patriots got beat, and people were happy because who hates Tom? There was a couple Patriot fans down at the party, but you know what? The Eagles came correct. They prepared. They're a full team. They lost their offensive coordinator to the Vikings.
They had a... It was a second or third string quarterback, Foles is?
Second string backup, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Good for him. God bless him. Tom Brady's still Tom Brady. You can hate him all you want, but he's a fucking legend, man. So
yeah, he could go eat a bag of fried dicks for all I care.
So me and Choppy were in Philly, right, 2 weeks ago, and we were talking like, yo, can you imagine if this city won a championship, the fucking riots, because they're crazy down there. They're passionate fans. And this is, listen, we have fans, peers, and family in Philly. So no disrespect to any of you guys. But you guys are obnoxious sports fans. And I'm not saying this shit doesn't happen in New York or Boston or California. It's just heightened because of the history that Philadelphia has of booing Santa, throwing car battery, regular D batteries at him and ice at him, having a jail at the bottom of the vet, the old vet stadium, because people got fucking obnoxious and got locked up.
Yeah.
Okay? But in hindsight, when the Sixers were a great team, they couldn't draw a dick. They drew 5,000 people a fucking night when and had Moses Malone and Charles Barkley and Dr. J, right? They're passionate about their hockey. They're passionate about their football. And Philly baseball has a baseball history, you know? But they're a rival, you know? So it's like, and I knew there was going to be some shit. So, of course, Choppy sees an article, right? And he posts it. Like, I posted one, a different one, of a fan eating shit. There was another article I posted about police horses getting punched by fans. And then there was Choppy's article, right? So...
It went from being about rowdy fans to being about a race issue.
Yeah, so, of course, one of our fucking idiot friends, who will remain nameless because he's a fucking douchebag. I'm not even going to name drop him anymore on the show. Was like, oh, if this was black folk doing this, they'd get the fucking hose. And I was like, see, there were black folk in there. There were white folk.
It was black. It was white. It was brown. There was so many different cultures there.
Correct. So I wasn't gonna say anything, but once he said something, ugh, I fucking lost my mind. Then one of your homegirls, who's also African American, she fucking pipes in. I'm like, yo, slow your fucking roll, man. I don't need somebody half my age to remind me how fucking bad the country is. I don't need somebody who's half my age to tell me if this was a race issue with African Americans, it'd be different. I know it'd be different because I'm aware.
But the article was not about race.
I know.
And that's what I'm getting about certain, like, a lot of African Americans out there. I mean, we understand that you've been oppressed for so many fucking years. I understand that. But Jesus fucking Christ, when I post an article about the Philly fans, it wasn't to generalize one group of people. It was a collection of people.
Correct.
White, black, yellow, whatever.
If you're an asshole, okay? Asshole has no gender.
Correct.
Asshole has no race, creed, correct, or color.
Yep.
Okay? If you're an asshole...
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
I know for a fact I'm an asshole.
Right. You're an asshole. So I know assholes, okay? I hang out with assholes. Sometimes I live with one. I lived with one, I should say. Not now. I lived with assholes. I work with assholes. I commute every day with assholes. And some of my best friends are assholes, hence why you're sitting here. So the bottom line is... And this is, again, like... Everything is not a race issue. There are issues. There's Black Lives Matter. There's all these organizations that make it a point to point out the fucking bad stuff, and that's fine. I have no issue with that. Okay. I will tell you though that this was not a race issue.
Correct. And then somebody had to bring it up as a race issue when it was not. It was about a bunch of rowdy fans that don't know how to act like fans when their teams win. Yes, I understand it was their first time ever that the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. I understand that. But for you jerk-offs out there, not all of Philly, just a certain amount of Philly.
The assholes.
Acting like a bunch of jerk-offs, trashing stores, taking down light posts?
I mean, the city got slick.
Oh, my God.
The city got slick, literally. They greased the poles so the people wouldn't climb them.
Yes, I did see that. You're right.
That was cool.
Correct. That's very smart.
Yeah, they were burning jerseys. They punched a couple.
Why?
They punched a couple of police horses. Why?
Where the fuck was SWAT in a situation like that?
See, here's the thing. And I think, and again, this is where the your homegirl and the asshole, that started this whole mess, were like, well, you know, if this was why didn't the military step in? And it was SWAT. It didn't get to that point because it wasn't like a crowd riot. They were isolated incidents inside the crowds. Okay. Case in point, Mike Norenganger, our brother from the Midnight Jury.
Yes.
Who's right now a Philadelphia resident.
He's in the middle of that whole...
Okay, yeah, Mike's in Center City, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike will be on tomorrow, by the way, cheap plug, Midnight Jury.
There it is.
On the rant, 8 o'clock. But Mike posted a picture of him with his t-shirt. And he also, on the thread, was like, I was at the parade, I was at the... nothing went on. And again, this was just isolated incidents. It wasn't like a fucking, like, it wasn't like the LA riots where they need fucking SWAT. Correct. They didn't need the fucking National Guard.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. Right. Again, it was not a race issue. So for your homegirl who jumped in, why, I have no idea.
But, yeah, I mean,
And I'm like, yo, man.
First off, millennials.
Forget about the millennials, and I'll tell you why. It's this fucking sense of entitlement, and I said this to your friend on social media. People have a fucking voice now, which is fine. I guarantee you, none of these two fucking people, no disrespect to them, did not read the article.
Correct.
All they saw was what you posted and what two of us said, and that was it. And this is what the fucking norm with social media. And same thing goes with wrestling fans. They, like, I can tell you right now, I post stuff, AA post stuff for the pages, and we get responses, right? Without even reading the article. Because the same jerk-offs, no disrespect to them either, but the same guys and girls post the same fucking article on the throwbacks page. Like, you just liked it on the rant, and that's the mentality. People are just, they want to be first, they want to be quick, they want to be fast, they want to have their say. I have no problem with that. I really don't, dude. I really don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with people who don't read, don't invalidate what you're saying. His point was validated if this was a race issue. If this is a race issue, of course, that's your fucking right, but it wasn't a race issue.
And was aggravating, you know, after a while I just gave up. I was just like, you know what? Let me just get the fuck out of here.
I wasn't gonna say nothing to your homegirl fucking said something.
I'm glad you said something because I was done.
And
bro,
I was like, what the fuck is her problem now? Well, you know, he's just making a point. No, I don't need his point.
It's not a point.
I don't need his fucking point. I know things are bad. I know his people are being fucking oppressed. I know there's fucking racism and police brutality. And in 2018, that stuff still goes on every fucking day across the fucking country. I get it. It's fucking terrible. It's awful. I don't condone it. I'm not with it. I've protested against it. I will not be fucking judged on a Facebook thread from someone who's half my fucking age, and I have to remind them that I don't need them to remind me of all the fucking injustice that goes on in the city.
Ring that bell. Thank you. By the way, how about hashtag all lives matter? Fuck faces.
You're right and you're wrong. All lives do matter. But in the case of fucking poor African-American kids and young adults being fucking shot and beat up by law enforcement for no fucking reason.
Okay.
For no fucking reason, that's when Black Lives Do Matter.
I think all this shit started with the whole Trayvon Martin thing in Florida. This whole thing started.
But dude, the kid got fucking shot for no reason.
And I agree with you. You want to know? I understand. But the thing is, it wasn't even Trayvon Martin. You can even go back as far as like Rodney King.
Dude, another one.
He got fucked up. It was a traffic stop.
What about Abner Louima?
Yeah, man.
They broke a broomstick up his ass, bro.
Fucked his ass up too. Yeah. I mean, like, my thing is this. Yes, as white people, like, I'm white, Phil's white. As white people, we are less prejudged. Just because we're white.
We're privileged.
You're right.
Well, privileged like that. Not privileged as in we don't have money.
Yeah, I don't have money. But what pisses me off is when an African-American assumes that just because I'm white, I have more things than they do. Bullshit. You want to know something? Me and Phil have worked. We started working when we were like 13, 14 years old. And we worked for every fucking penny that we've had. As opposed to other people that I've seen where they've been handed stuff to by their parents. Me and Phil came from the fucking gutter.
Yeah.
He came from fucking Ridgewood, Queens. I came from fucking Newark, New Jersey. I was the only white kid in the fucking area. And you want to know something? I was fucking prejudged for my fucking skin color. And you want to know something? I let it roll off my shoulder. You want to know why? Because it doesn't fucking matter anymore. So suck it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that rant, man, but, you know, it gets aggravating after a while with the whole color thing.
Shining Wizards Tony, are you guys giving, quote-unquote, insert name here, a hard time? Can a fella eat some horse shit in peace? I'll tell you this, though. I'll take a Mega Powers line. I'll say this. It's sad. In 2018, that you feel like you have to defend yourself on social media. I had a conversation with the wife last night because racism came up again, but I didn't get involved in the thread. This was about the fucking Gap kid, the little boy who had the monkey shirt on.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay,
that.
It was a Gap or a Children's Place, something like that.
Yeah.
So I said to my wife, I'm like, you know, that's straight up racism, obviously. She's like, yeah, of course. And people were outraged. She's like, yeah, of course. I said, but you want to know something? I can almost guarantee you that the person in charge of this whole thing had no fucking clue what they were doing. They're so far absorbed and their heads are up their asses that they didn't think to not put a young African-American little boy in a monkey fucking t-shirt, okay? But she's like, well, it's still racism. That's not my point. My point is some people are so blind to it, that whole white privileging. Some people are so blind to it that it almost... I don't want to say negate, but it almost takes away from the actual act itself. Like, I can guarantee you some fucking schmuck in an office like, oh yeah, let's get a couple of models and put the shirts on them. Not thinking, African-American kid, monkey shirt, ding, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking mind-boggling that in 2018, people still worry about this, and it's sad that the country still suffers from this. However, and I'll end it like this, I do not need anyone who's fucking... I was in fucking high school when he was conceived. I don't need anybody to fucking tell me how it is, because I know how it is.
You've lived through it.
Again, you know, and try fucking responding to a chest pain in a Hasidic Jew's house where I can't touch the woman because I'm a man. And she's having fucking chest pain. She's dying.
Yeah.
How about going to the South Bronx where it's... Or how about in high school where I was referred to for 2 years as, yo, white boy? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, or here, yo, run your jacket. Which he didn't get my jacket. I fucking busted his jaw. But run your shoes. He didn't get my shoes either. I fucking stabbed him. But that's besides the point. My point is, I've lived through shit. Okay, I'm not better than anybody else. I'm not, and this is not me comparing to the fucking nonsense that goes on constantly. But I will tell you, I don't need to be reminded, especially from him, who's a fucking clueless putz. And he's like, well, I won't comment on anything at all. Don't. No one needs your fucking opinion because you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude. First, grow some hair on your balls. And then once you've done that and have actually lived through, I don't know, maybe because you feel a certain way that people treat you a certain way throughout the day that you feel like you have to comment, oh, it's a black thing. No, it's not a black thing.
And you know what, dude? It's not just him. It's everybody his age that's either of that ethnicity or that race. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of fucking people who feel that way. And it's like, again, don't fucking hard press me because of something that it's not a race issue.
Correct.
You know? So the Super Bowl wasn't as good as the food.
I
hung out with the cuz. We bugged out. I can't believe I'm cousins with somebody who's been one of my best friends for almost 30 years. It's weird, you know? So we're hanging out, and he's been down there for like almost 15 years. So it's like, you know, he's so far removed from New York. So, you know, of course, it's weird because he doesn't listen to the podcast. I would get him to listen to the podcast. He's a big wrestling fan. And he watches, we were catching up on some of the shit. We were talking, and we talk about wrestling. And I said, you know, I'm glad that you're not, I'm glad that you're a casual fan now. And he looked at me. I'm like, because you know what? You're not missing
much
anything, really. So, I mean, you're going to get, and I've talked up a couple of guys to him. You know, I talked up NXT to him. He would love NXT. I talked him up.
Oh, yeah, he would.
I talked him up on some of the guys on the main roster.
He's there.
Oh, yeah, he's across this. He's almost 3 hours away.
He could go if you wanted to.
So, let me tell you what happened. So, let me finish my, I'll wrap this up real quick. So, now, she wants to stay an extra day and has not switched our flight yet. We're supposed to fly home Monday morning. Okay, gets better. So we were going to go to Tampa, which is like an hour and change away, and then fly from Tampa to LaGuardia, right? Which we could go. So now Sunday night, we're trying to get a flight with Southwest to switch it. No flights are available. I was like, well, if I can't find anything in the morning, we're just going to go home. Apparently, she woke up before me at the crack of ass and got a fucking flight for Tuesday night going to Newark. Gets better. Guess what's coming out of, though? Orlando. Right? So, she had to bring the fucking rent-a-car locally, get another rent-a-car because that one's already up, right? And now we have to drive to across the state to
Orlando.
Right? It gets better. Mm-hmm. So now, we leave Port Charlotte at like 4:30. We don't get to fucking Orlando till after 7 o'clock. Our flight is at 8.
Well,
wait. So wait, gets better. I don't know how big Orlando's airport is. It's fucking massive.
Is it really?
Once you clear TSA, you have to get on a fucking shuttle.
Oh.
And go to the fucking terminal, right? 35-minute wait in TSA. I am now profusely sweating. I was sweating so bad that the TSA agent thought I was smuggling something. They fucking pulled me to the side and frisked me head to toe because all the fucking spots came up on it, right? So the flight gets delayed 25 minutes.
Oh, thank God.
Right? We get to the terminal at like 3 minutes or 5 minutes to 8. So now it's 8:25 the plane takes off. Ran and got McDonald's. I got her a fucking juice. She wanted a juice or whatever. I pop a couple of Dramamine because I don't fly well. I love to fly, but I don't fly well at all. So now I'm flying, and I'm not nauseous, but I'm like, my head hurts. Like, my head feels like it's going to pop.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when your ears have to pop with the pressure,
mm-hmm.
My head felt like you kicked me 40,000 times in the head, right? We land, I'm like sick to my stomach, right? I'm just like, I'm nauseous, I'm tired. We get home around midnight, so I figure, you know what? It's still early enough where I can get some sleep and be at work the next day, because we go to sleep around midnight anyway. Dude, she gave me 2 sleeping pills. I was so sick. I woke up the next day. I couldn't get up. Like, I was sick. She's like, you're staying home today. She's like, you're not even going to work. My head hurt. Like, that's how bad. I was, like, jet lagged. So I basically worked one day this week. But I'm probably going back down there in August, I think, because she's going on vacation with her homegirl. And I'm going to go on my little vacation, I think. So, But then, yeah, next year, 10th anniversary. You and Bree have to come down next year. Like, even if we get, like, a hotel or something or whatever down the road.
Man, dude, as long as your cousin's cool with it, I'm down for
it. No, he... Dude, there's the 1,000 people come to the house, in and out. Like, you know, it's not even an issue. But it'll be so fucking cool, man. It's you're like maybe you're an hour away from like you're in the Tampa area, like
okay.
Sarasota. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. I love that part of the world. The weather, it was 75 during the day and 55 at night.
That's beautiful.
Dude, I was beside myself. I loved it. And I hate the fucking hot weather, man. It was so dope.
And I'm thinking, and you're probably thinking to yourself, why can't I just stay here?
I won't stay.
I know you do.
And my uncle was like, you know, you should come back down here when wifey's done with school and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I said, just for the rat race. I don't even care about the weather up here anymore. Like, it could snow 1,000 times now. It's just getting around. Like, driving to your house now is like a half hour. And it shouldn't be. You live fucking 3 miles from my house, 4 miles from my house.
You know how long it took me to get here? Honest to God, guys. Like, without traffic, if I leave my house at 8 o'clock, I'm here within 15, 20 minutes. Now, keep this in mind. From the time span of 3 o'clock in the afternoon until about 7 o'clock at night, it literally takes you from my house to Phil's house at least 30 to 40 minutes. And it should not be that like that at all.
No, dude.
It's absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, yeah. So, It's that kind of party. Like, it takes... Anywhere out here, it takes 20 minutes to drive anywhere. And it's stupid to go 4 miles, 3 miles.
You know how long it took Brielle to get from Staten Island to Ridgewood?
Where I used to live, which is 26 miles away?
It took her literally 2 hours from Staten Island.
Because she sat in the Bell Parkway. Correct. Or the BQE.
No, Bell Parkway. Because she got off at Pennsylvania Avenue.
And took Pennsylvania down to the Jackie Robinson.
Correct. Because okay. It's the first exit, right there.
Correct.
So, she was so nervous because she was like 5 minutes late, and she hates being late. That's the one thing she hates.
Well, I mean, in your industry, you really should. It's like a sin.
It's a big no no.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you're on time, you're late. That's how it is.
Correct.
So, but 2 hours?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? 2 hours on the belt?
Yeah.
The belt is better than the BQE.
Yeah.
It's insane. Anyways.
So, you know, it's you know, just getting around, and I'm like, you know what? I can fucking totally take a fucking menial job down here doing whatever I'm doing just to get away. You know what I'm saying? It might happen. You know, I'm not gonna lie.
You never know. I mean, I've been trying to convince Brielle to move to PA.
Yeah.
Like not even like 2 or 3 hours into PA, maybe like an hour to PA. Yeah, yeah. Because everything is so much cheaper down there. Everyone's nicer in Pennsylvania, except for Philly. I can't stand Philadelphia. But like, once you hit Pennsylvania, like near Bethlehem and like...
They were nice people in Philly.
Some of them were. But some of them were from New York.
The birthday boy was cool.
Yeah.
Love Surfer.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Surfer. The patrons, the people who took care of us, the restaurants were cool.
Comic book guy.
The comic book guys were great. How about the people who worked at the arena?
That lady was nice to you.
She knew I was mad.
Yeah, dude.
And she knew I was pissed off. So shout out to them. Not everybody's an asshole, dude. And I'm the 20-year-old Phil would have been completely fucking losing his mind. But you know, now I'm not that guy anymore. So
the 44-year-old Phil is gonna be like,
yeah, not yet. That's August.
Bro. I know, but still,
don't age me, man. Don't age me.
Oh, fuck you. You're old. But what else?
Yeah, Florida was good, and
I gotta go. I've never been to Florida.
Oh, dude,
never, ever.
Dude, we were planning. Wifey's already planning like a Disney run for the adults, like just me and her. You know?
Oh yeah.
I was like, yeah. I like. You know what I like about Florida? I mean, there's a lot of stupid shit that goes on down there, but like, it's so laid back.
Like, it's the South, dude.
It's laid back. It's like. People, like, you go into a supermarket, and people, like, fucking friendly. People, and like, my cousin's neighbors, they'll literally stop their car and wave to him and beep their horn as they drive by. He was outside with the grill, with the box, him and I. Beep, beep, oh, that's Larry. Beep, beep, oh, that's Bob. Beep, beep, oh, that's Steve. Beep, beep, oh, that's Steve's daughter. And I'm like, really, fucking Ozzy and Harriet? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? That's the first thing I'm going to do. If I ever move somewhere... I'm going to knock on every fucking door with a piece of pound cake and be like, hi, I'm your neighbor. Because you need to know who your fucking neighbors are now. When I lived at the Decadome, I knew one family. That's it. I knew one, and that was Victor and Kathy, the Spanish people next door. Nicest people in the world. But, like, you don't know who your fucking neighbors are? Like, when I was a kid, I knew all my fucking neighbors.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Now it's like, but down there, it's like, it's a fucking different planet, dude. It's so cool.
But you want to know something? Because if you try to say good morning to anybody, a random stranger here in New York, they're like, what the fuck are you trying to sell me? Like, over here, it's automatically like, what are you selling me? What do you want? I just want to say good morning, fuckface.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, the whole alligator thing bothers me. There was an alligator in a Winn-Dixie parking lot today on the news. That kind of shit bothers me. Yeah. But, like, it's few and far between, depending on where you live, right? I'm not a big fan of bugs. You know, my cousin's got red ants in front of his house. He got bit up. Well,
no way.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, some of the stuff, and I don't like, it gets really hot there a lot of times, but you're always in air conditioning. You're air conditioning in your house. You're air conditioning in your car, in the stores, in the restaurants.
You don't have to worry about fucking paying for gas or oil.
Yeah, it's like fucking, it's so cool, man. You know, it's, I don't know, man. I know why AA is so laid back. I know why Tony C's laid back, because they live down there, and it's like a fucking different planet.
Nick German wants us to move to Maryland.
Well, it's cool there, too.
No.
Well, some parts of Maryland.
Yeah, I'm not gay. I don't want to go to Maryland.
Actually,
sorry.
Actually, I met Nick through a childhood friend. I told you, right?
Yes, you did. Right.
So I eventually want to make it back down there so I can hang out with her. And I guess while I'm down there, I'll fucking catch up with Nick and all that. But that's probably gonna happen too. Like, I want to go down there and see my homegirl. I haven't seen her since fucking grammar school. You know, since junior high school.
Is that the same homegirl that was in the chat last week?
No.
Different homegirl.
Yeah, different homegirl. Same neighborhood. Just different homegirl.
Copy.
So, yeah, nothing. What else is going on? Nothing really. What else is going on with you?
I just want to wish everyone a happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day.
And a happy National Pizza Day.
It's National Pizza Day. I played the pizza man for everybody, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show. Happy birthday to Surfer.
Happy birthday to Surfer and Greg.
And Greg Corona Jones.
Yes.
Oh, let me play this for.
Oh, you got to do the. Yeah.
I have to play that for Greg. This is Greg's favorite. Hold on. Where is
Super.
It?
Super.
No. Hold on a minute. With my soundboard. There it is.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Let's play that for him all the time.
Got a cult.
No, that's for you.
No, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so other than that, nothing's going on?
No, just doing 12, 14-hour shifts every single day for the past 2 weeks.
Make that money, kid.
Yeah, you know.
Making that money.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. I like Crime Time.
Yo.
What is it? What was the thing? Yo.
Grab a 40.
Roll a fatty.
Yeah, something doing like
Crime
that.
Time.
Play that. Play that shit.
I can't believe that was 10 years ago. No, that was 12 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, they debuted on Raw in 2006. They had that little interaction with DX outside of in England. And then that Shawn Michaels was like, yo, I got this. I speak jive. And then Shawn starts talking like, yo. That's great.
Yo. Pop a 40 and check your rollie. Right.
That's what it is. Oh, that's great stuff.
Yo.
Roll of... Oh, that's so cool, man. I love it. That was a good... Why didn't they win the tag team titles, man? They should have won that.
Yeah, I know, JTG was on the Wizards, I think it was last year or the year before.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book.
He did.
I didn't read the book, but apparently the book has got some juicy shit in it.
Yeah, I gotta get it. It's very inexpensive. I heard it's like $5.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but does anybody know what JTG stands for?
I don't care. Do you know?
I do.
What is it?
It stands for Jason the Gangster.
Jason the Gangster. And Shad Gaspar.
Shad Gaspar was awesome.
Massive motherfucker.
And they're both from Brooklyn guys. They're both Brooklyn guys.
Yes, right. Brooklyn's in the house.
Yes. I believe JTG's my age.
Yo.
Yo. Ring that bell. That's just great.
Yo. I just isolate that. Yo.
I wonder how offended people were by that gimmick at that time.
People were.
I'm sure they were, but they didn't say anything.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't have fucking PETA fucking reps in front of my cousin's house while we're roasting the pig.
Fuck them.
It happens, though.
Fuck PETA.
Yeah, my wife's friend lost her mind. She's like, we keep them as pets. What's wrong with you? And I just, like, I ignored her. I was like, because she's a nice girl. But, you know, just, I don't want to get into that because it's a whole big fucking.
I can't say you'd fuck pita, but I like pita sandwiches.
I like pita bread.
Pita bread is good.
Pita bread, yeah.
Yeah, you like throw some falafel in there? It's pretty good. Like, oh, no, I'm thinking something.
Chicken salad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're thinking P-I-T-A, not P. Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry for the confusion, guys. Fuck pita. P-E-T-A.
Okay, terrific.
Damn, I'm terrible. Did I just offend a group already?
No.
Fuck it. Oh, there you go. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
As per Mean Gene.
Put that cigarette out.
Yes, Mean Gene.
Intelligent Jew. Mean Gene.
Intelligent Jewish businessman.
Fucking great.
Love Shiggy.
I was in a Shiggy Baby rabbit hole today. I watched all the Howard Stern clips this morning while I was doing show prep. So,
I'm the original Iron Sheik. You're a piece of shit motherfucker faggot.
Faggot motherfucker. Artie Lang's the best.
Oh, man.
Anyway, nothing else is going on. I watched the throwback, and then I got into a Saturday's main event wormhole today, rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it. I watched one from like 85 to, I think there was Hogan and Volkoff in a flag match.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, then it was Andre and Tony Atlas against Bundy and Stud. Ooh. Paul Orndorff versus Piper. And then it was, check this out. You ready for this one? Leaping Lanny Poffo and Tony Garea versus the Dream Team for the tag straps. This is right after the Dream Team put out Barry Windham's eye to Spectrum when they won the titles. This is right before WrestleMania.
Tony Garea must have been like 50 at that time.
Yeah, he was like 104.
At that point. 104.
He looked good for 104, though.
I can't wait to look like that at 104.
Please. Please, please, please.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Oh, that's right. Well, this is not really wrestling related, but I already got Phil's take on it before production, and it was I asked him about the new Venom trailer.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell the audience what he thought? Because you're a big Spider-Man, Mark.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm excited. I know Sony's doing it. My son asked for movie passes for his birthday this year.
Because
he got a list of all the movies that are coming out. Right?
What do we have? We have Ant-Man and Wasp.
Dude, there's a ton of them. So
Black Panther.
Black Panther's coming out. I'm going to see it Thursday.
I know you are. Ant-Man and Wasp, you got Black Panther, you got the...
Solo.
The Han Solo trailer was dope!
Yes, Han Solo's coming out. Bumblebee's getting a spinoff, Transformers.
No.
Aquaman in December, I think.
Is that coming out?
I think it's December.
Okay. You have the Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War.
You got the Pacific Rim.
I didn't like the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, now it's in a different character. It's not the guy from Zanarchy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, what else is coming out? There's a bunch of movies.
There's a lot of movies.
Another Jurassic Park
movie. I saw a trailer. I was not impressed by it.
Not a fan.
The last one was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't like it. We went to the movies, and so we'll go see it again.
I didn't like the chemically engineered Indominus Rex.
Yeah, basically.
And then the T-Rex still fucked his ass up anyways.
Yeah, what else is coming out? There's a ton of movies coming out.
Did you hear about this new Spider-Man movie that's going to be coming out next year?
Yeah.
Spider-Verse?
It's untitled. It's untitled.
It's untitled, but I heard it's being called Spider-Verse. So different, like, Spider-Mans from, like, different universes.
Yeah.
So, that's another thing that's might be coming out. I don't know if it's this year, but Shazam is being filmed.
Oh, you know I'm a big fucking Captain
Marvel. I know you are, and it's being filmed right now.
I can't wait. I love Captain
Marvel. I saw the guy who's playing Captain America. He took an Instagram photo of himself with he says he was wearing the costume covered up so that way nobody can see it.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Captain Marvel from Marvel. Billy Batson is Captain Marvel.
That movie's coming out this year as well. Captain Marvel from Marvel.
That's
coming out this year. The female Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
She was wearing the Kree outfit.
Yeah.
Green and white.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's wearing the... Is it Kree? It's Kree.
The Kree. The fucking aliens.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the Skrulls, dude.
Yeah, Skrulls. Mongo said, what, Olympics? Oh, yeah, I watched curling last night.
Fuck the Olympics. Who gives a shit?
I like the Olympics.
I don't.
The reason why I'm not into it this year is because there's no NHL players in the ice hockey one. Although the college kids are playing, so I'll probably root for them anyway. They're not going to win, but they're a good fucking team, apparently. Curling is very interesting. They added some shit this year. They added snowboarding. Like, it's like X Games type shit. They added that. They added some skiing thing. And it's really fucking cold where they're having it right now. It's in South Korea. It's like fucking -4 degrees in the mountains.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cold over there, apparently.
You know where the World Cup is going to be at? I find it very funny.
Russia.
Yeah, Russia has the World Cup, and then South Korea has I just find it very coincidental.
Right? Isn't that crazy? I'm not mad at that, though. World Cup. And, you know, World Cup's going to be weird this year. No USA. No Italy. That's going to be fucking
Which
weird.
I'm shocked by, because Italy...
More shocked than Italy. I'm more shocked than Italy, because USA is not really...
I mean, USA has been getting really good these last couple
have.
Years.
They have. So, they have.
For me to see Italy not in the World Cup is a fucking miscarriage of justice, because that team is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Let's just hope that my team fucking wins the World Cup this time.
Are they in it?
Yes, they are.
I guess I'll have to root for them then, because Italy's not in it.
You have to root for my people, my gypsies.
I'll root for your gypsies. Yeah, it's funny. We're going down to Philly, and Choppy said, someone asked me if my people were gypsies. I was like, what?
Yeah. The most racist comment in the world. I fucking loved it. I was like, you know what, you asshole? From now on, you're going to be called Cracker, and I'm going to be called Gypsy, and on that work. It was great. But, yeah, the Portuguese are in the World Cup. Do I think they're going to win? Fuck no, they're not going to win. I'll tell you why they're not going to win.
Are they good?
They're good. I mean, they won the Euro Cup by the skin of their fucking teeth. But now let's see if they win the fucking World Cup, which they've never won. They've never won a World Cup. And there have been years that were fucking... They had an amazing team. And... Last time they were at the World Cup, they sucked. They were terrible. And then Euro Cup, they were really good. Now let's see what happens with the World Cup. Highly doubt they're going to win it, though, because Germany is fantastic.
Yeah, Germany's still good.
Germany's fantastic. France is fantastic.
France was good like 8 years ago.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, England could be another threat as well.
They're old, though, but they're good.
They're good.
They don't have a lot of young players. But, yeah, it should be a good summer.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it should be fun. If you're a soccer mark, then
there's a lot of sports. This coming year.
Yeah, a lot of sports going on, man. Spring training's next week already.
I know you're
very excited, yeah. I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else going on.
Hey, Mark, is there anything you want to talk about besides before we go into our throwback?
We'll go to a quick break. Got a nice throwback for you tonight.
Okay.
I was playing Kid and Play in the pre-production.
That was fantastic.
Told Choppy my Kid and Play story.
I can't believe that came out in 1990, dude.
Yeah, 91.
Oh, my fucking God.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Good song. I was playing the 88 shit, though. My Way, Getting Funky. I love that. That's my favorite song.
House Party, to me, was probably the best movie that I can remember where it was just like...
Tisha Campbell can get it, though.
Yeah, she would get it. Tisha Campbell. She could get it then and now.
Yeah, we were talking about the Martin reboot.
She's got a shit locker on her, I'll tell you.
Yeah, she's fucking good to go.
What a...
Chobby said, she's like fine wine, Phil.
After a while, with age, she gets better with age.
Where'd you get that?
I got it from a Negro.
There it is.
That's right.
Okay, terrific.
Anyway, all right, listen. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got a kick-ass throwback for you tonight. It's 30 years since, a couple of days old. 30 years and a couple of days old.
Plastic surgeon who made the money off of that gig.
Well, let me tell you. Let's save our thoughts for the throwback. You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant Ian Radio, rantentertainmentmedia.com. It's Phil and Choppy. It's Friday night. You know the deal. We all hanging out. We'll be back in several minutes. Thank you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumbfuckery?
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Oh,
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
I send the Hulk to talk, man, on the first bus back to Disgraceland, yeah! Cut Ray Elvis one-way ticket, yeah!
What a whiner that macho man is! He couldn't keep this belt! He can't keep his woman satisfied. You all saw her fall head over heels over me. And he was a lousy tune-up for my guitar.
But you know, he's a very lucky man.
How so, Jimmy?
He's very lucky you don't play the piano.
I'm Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. And this is the one and only true heavyweight champion of the world, Andre the Giant. Hulk Hogan may wear the belt for now. But after tonight, that belt will fit as easily around Andre's waist as the Giant's hands fit around Hogan's neck.
Hogan, it felt so good. I can't wait to do it again. And again. And again.
When that big, nasty Giant snuck up behind me and put his filthy hands around my neck, I knew I was fighting for my life. Thousands of miles away, Hulkamaniacs couldn't breathe either. That's why tonight, when I step in the ring with Andre the Giant, the thoughts and the prayers of all those Hulkamaniacs that stood with me through the hard times are gonna go in the ring with me. And Andre the Giant, with all that on my side, Hulkamania will never die.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah. All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Rant EM Radio. Philly Raya, Big Choppy in the building.
Yeah.
All right. So, I believe I did this throwback already, but I didn't have any footage. I didn't, again, I've done over 200 fucking episodes.
You got to keep in mind that I don't think the Saturday Night's main event was up on the network yet.
I don't even think there was a network when I did this. Because I was doing this a year or two before the network even started.
2012 was the network that when it came
no,
out.
No, it wasn't 12.
Wasn't it?
Definitely 13 or 14, one of them. 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I stand corrected, sorry.
I was doing the show almost a year before it came out, so
yeah, it was 2013. You're
I
correct.
The show in 12.
You're so correct.
This,
yes, so
this is season 6 of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Mm. If you're counting, July will be our 6th year. Speaking of like celebrations, I guess we are doing stuff for Mania Weekend again. I have not gotten the itinerary. I have not spoken to Double A yet. I'm sure he's working on programming. Almost positive Choppy and myself will be doing another pre-show probably from here, probably before or after the event. Oh yeah, Mania is going to be in New York again apparently next year. Is that the rumor?
That's the rumor. It's going to be at the MetLife Stadium again.
All right.
I don't want to do that.
You know what? I don't know if I'm going to go again.
I'm not. I'll do fan access.
We'll do something that weekend.
But I am not doing WrestleMania. I'm sorry.
We'll do all the other shit. You know, because Ring of Honor will probably be here.
ROH will be here, I'm pretty sure.
Evolve's doing a big show Saturday, but I can't go because it's my wedding anniversary weekend. So I'm going to a show that weekend. Oh, Billy, stupid Billy.
Billy, stop.
Stop it, Billy. Yeah, so there's a lot going on. So just keep it locked to the rant. And I'm sure AA will have an announcement soon enough. How come my shit is like... Okay, here we go. All right. So are you ready for today's throwback or what? Tonight's throwback?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week. Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to Raw afterwards. The night after that, we'll figure something out. I'm not too worried about it. I'll actually be in class those couple of Sundays too, because I'll be have to renew my EMT license. So.
Ooh,
fucking number six already, nonsense. But anyway, Market Square Arena, home of the Indianapolis Pacers, Indianapolis, Indiana. Also home of the Inclusive Breakdown podcast. Shout out to Justin and the boys. Saturday night's main event, February 5th, 1988. This is fun.
I'm
a little pissed off though, because if you look at like Wikipedia or the Cage thing that I read and the wrestle data sites that I go to, there's like six dark matches. There was like an entire card.
Yep.
And they only aired fucking three matches. So, it is what it is.
I mean, you got to keep in mind, Saturday night's main event was just an hour, and that was it.
90 minutes, actually.
Oh, it was 90 minutes? Only an hour.
Well, it ran 90 minutes with commercials. It was 60 minutes, but they ran 90 minutes with commercials.
Oh, because commercials, gotcha.
They preempted, what do you call it? Saturday night's main
SNL.
SNL, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, this was like the... They didn't call it, this was the first one they called it the main event. They didn't call it Saturday Night's Main Event. This was the first one. Let me get into some of the dark matches, if you don't mind.
Please.
All right. There was a Demolition Axe beats Ken Patera.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ken Patera with his dyed hair.
Was he like fresh out of the out of jail?
He was out of jail for a while at that point.
Was he?
Yeah.
Because he had the brown, didn't he have like brown hair or something?
He dyed his hair brown, yeah. He won't be visiting McDonald's anytime soon. Jake the Snake beat Holly Race. I would love to see that match.
Ooh, yeah.
And Holly Race was just coming in at that point.
Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't.
He was the king. He was the king, wasn't he?
In 87, he was the king.
So he's been there for a while, okay. Yeah. Outlaw Ron Bass, rest in peace, right? I think he passed away. He beat Coco Beware.
Thank God.
The British Bulldogs beat the Islanders. I saw the British Bulldogs versus the Islanders like twice at the Garden. That was they put on a good fucking match, those two teams. And the Ultimate Warrior beat Sika, Samoan Sika from the Wild Samoans.
What?
Yeah. So, anyway, so I can remember where I was at a friend's house, two blocks from my house, and I was very excited because I was one of the only people in the neighborhood that did not want to see Hogan retain the title at three, but I wanted Andre to win. I was an Andre mark at that point. I mean, Andre was the first wrestling tape I rented.
Larger than life, that guy.
And he was just, seeing him in person was like a spectacle, you know? And I never liked Hulk Hogan anyway, so. But I wanted him to win, and now that he was still a heel, and now he aligns himself with Ted DiBiase, you knew something was going to happen. Like, as a kid, you don't really know, like, listen, title changes were
rare.
They were cool when it happened off TV, like we talked about the Dream Team winning in the Spectrum and shit like that. it was rare for me to see a title change at the house shows because I didn't get many. I got a few, you know. They're few and far between. So in that case, it was rare. Oh, I'm sorry. And also, Jim Duggan beat the one-man gang.
I want to see that. That must have been good.
I love the one-man gang.
Very underrated.
I was at the Nassau Coliseum, like three rows from ringside, when he fought Hogan, when he had when he had like the main event, and I was the only one. Not only knew who he was, but rooted for him because I'm not a Hulkamaniac.
So let me ask you something. Did you prefer him as Akeem the African Dream or as One Man Gang?
I didn't care. I liked him as the gang, though.
Yeah.
Shailen, you were five. I was fucking 14 or 13 or something like that. Yeah, I was
what, 88?
Yeah, I was
88. I was four.
I was 13 going on 14. All right. So, a lot of things going on at this point. DiBiase aligns himself with Andre, basically buys him from Bobby Heenan. That was the whole thing, too.
Yeah.
So, which kind of like, it didn't bother me, but I was like, why did Bobby just keep him? Bobby could have went for the title. You know, Bobby at that point did not have a world champion. He had tag team champions, he had IC champions. He never had the world champion. So, why not, you know? That kind of, as a kid, I wondered that. That was one of the things when wrestlers switched managers, like Johnny Valiant and Slick exchanged a lot of talent, Jimmy Hart exchanged a lot of talent, like they would swap talent sometimes. Like Greg Valentine went from Jimmy Hart to like, you know, whoever did, with like Slick had some guys and swapped them off. Really didn't register why, you know. Now I know why, because they wanted to give a reboot or like, you know, boost the character or whatever.
Of course.
But there's a lot of stuff going on. Honky Tonk Man is the IC champ. He's also the longest reigning IC champ at this point.
By this point, yes.
Yeah, and Hogan, Macho Man was like second in the ranks right now.
Correct.
In terms of like, he was still getting IC title shots, but this was Savage's coming out party.
Yeah, for real, because he was like, in terms of popularity, he was like just behind Hogan. Not by much, though. You know, he was definitely up there in popularity.
Yeah, so, where is it? There we go. Yeah, so, with Savage, and I say this was his coming out party because you know what happens after this, after tonight.
Correct.
Like, things start to change. And was in a way, and I'll talk about it when we're done. But there was a Honky Tonk Man incident where he and the Hart Foundation did a number on
really
Savage.
Beat the shit out of Savage.
Yeah, they cracked the guitar over his head, and Elizabeth went and got Hogan.
Yep.
And you know that, so Savage didn't forget. Savage stayed, and there was a couple of matches in the Garden him and Honky had. Again, not a big Honky Tonk Man fan.
Me either.
He could wrestle. I just was not a fan at all. The fact that it still bothers me 35 years later that he fucking beat Ricky Steamboat for the title. It still bothers me. But I know why it happened.
Yeah, of course we know. Yeah.
But that back then, you don't know why. You know what I'm saying? So, this was a good match, though.
It was good.
I mean, you're a Macho Man fan. So, I mean, he didn't really do a lot. I don't, honestly, Randy Savage is one of those guys that I really didn't see him have a bad match until he got a little bit older.
Yeah, once he hit 40, I mean, you knew it's like it was time for him to just kind of like wind down his career. However, when he got to WCW, he was having killer matches with DDP.
Yeah.
But even his feud with like Flair in like 92, I didn't care for it too much.
The stuff with Flair and him were great.
I mean, I didn't care for the matches. I liked the story. The build-up was fantastic. Like, Flair was like, Liz was mine before you!
With the magazine.
Yeah, it was great.
That was fantastic.
And then, I did love his feud with the Warrior, though. His matches with the Warrior were really, really good. I enjoyed his feud with the Warrior. Good stuff. But this match was pretty good. Do I think it's Savage's best match? No. Because I've seen better matches, but you could tell that the reason he didn't get the belt was, you know, due to certain events that were about to happen after this pay-per-view or this show.
Shout out to the Mega Powers. He just posted on our Facebook page, getting some love from Tony Schiavone's podcast for the latest meme on Termical Throwback's Instagram. If you're not following us on Instagram, you're silly.
Yes.
Instagram, at Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Mega Powers is the man behind the memes, as they say. So thank you very much to Tony Schiavone. And did I mention the downloads this week or no? Did I mention it?
No, you told me, but you didn't tell the audience with the total downloads.
Over 1,300 downloads this week for the last episode.
And it was on a Thursday night, people.
We didn't even do a throwback. So I don't know what happened. I don't know what the spike in viewer in listenership. I don't know what it was, but you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Maybe because we have sexy voices.
Well, yeah. You could probably talk the panties off some chicks.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, so you want to get into the end of this match, or?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right, here we go.
Punk's got enough to reach down low, deliver some type of blow, and keep the advantage in his favor. And another one drops to the sternum area. He's measuring him with those elbows. Oh, come on. Leave Elizabeth alone.
You want to say something?
Let's not forget the Jimmy Hart's at ringside with the fabulous Sister Sherry.
A.K.A. Peggy Sue?
Peggy Sue.
Okay.
There you go.
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honky-tonk man. Oh, yeah. Look it. He's pointing at Elizabeth. Oh, no. Here he comes. Here he comes. He's coming after Elizabeth. What's he going to do to her, Jesse? The honky-tonk man is going to come after Elizabeth. Jimmy Hart on one side. Honky-tonk man on the other side. She has no place to run. No place to hide. Elizabeth was in trouble. Definitely think Elizabeth is trouble, and Macho Man's in no shape to do anything about it. They've got her cornered from both sides. Macho Man coming in from behind. Hurrah! Honky Tonk Man back in. Randy Savage falling. And oh, yeah. Sherry, you want to put on the brakes now? Sherry, look at him. He wants to break the momentum of Randy Savage. He's buying time. Savage is going up. This is his patented move. Down across the head. Randy Savage. Well, I'll say this, McMahon. Elizabeth did her job. She distracted the Honky Tonk Man.
She wasn't trying to do that, and you know it. Randy Savage scooping up the Honky Tonk Man. Big body slam. Going to the outside. This gets belt
turned for the Honky Tonk Man.
A new Intercontinental Champion will be born.
Tremendous resilience on the part of Honky Tonk.
Jimmy Hart, hard into the ring.
Now,
wait a minute. Look at that.
Oh,
Honky Tonk Man kneeing his own manager, Jimmy Hart. Sleeper hold in the ring.
We could see the change in the title. I don't believe it, but Honky looks like he's going down.
Wait a minute, Elizabeth. What's she going to do to Elizabeth? Honky Tonk Man just broke the hold. He's going to break this up now. Peggy Sue was coming over to attack Elizabeth. There's no question about it. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Macho Man caught Honky coming down.
Oh, look at the pass. Goodness. And the count continues. And I think the Macho Man has won the matchup.
That crowd was on fire.
Yeah, your boy was maniacal.
Absolutely. I mean, he even had McMahon saying, "Oh yeah."
Yeah. Credit to Honky Tonk Man for keeping up with Savage too. Again, not a big Honky Tonk Man fan, but
you are a Macho Man fan.
Yeah, there's nothing. I was listening to Lanny Poffo on Colt Cabana's podcast.
Yeah, I heard that one.
And he was, because they, Colt's bringing some of the old episodes back, and he was like, he goes, without him, I'm nothing. You know, and of course, Colt's trying to downplay it, but he's like, you know, listen, if it wasn't for him, there would be no me. You know, if it wasn't for Jimmy Hart, there'd be no us, because Jimmy brought us in from Memphis, and blah, blah, blah. But everything was worked out in this match. Like, the interference, Liz coming in to get in front of Randy to avoid the guitar shot.
Yeah.
Randy getting the guitar back and smashing it, you know. But your boy, this was the night that the tide changed in World Wrestling Federation history. This tonight sets the tone for the rest of the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel like this match was, I don't want to say his coming out party, but it was clear that with the crowd, like you mentioned the crowd reaction, I feel like that the fans were so behind him that what's going to happen in the next couple of, you know, months.
Yeah, because nobody, like, being that you were, what, 13, 14 years old at that time? Yeah. Did you think everything that Savage was going to be world champ?
Well, I didn't think that Hogan was going to lose, first of all.
Okay.
So without, you know, with Hogan losing and Andre doing what he did, now there would be no tournament. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
And not for nothing, like, that tournament is not that bad. I actually enjoyed that pay-per-view.
Well, it's 30 years, and I know we've done it.
Yeah.
Dave and I have done it, but we're probably going to do a 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 4.
Yeah.
So yeah, WrestleMania 4 with Savage coming up. But yeah, that's basically it. So
I really enjoyed that WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But anyways, what about that... that training montage of Hogan working out, and they had Jake the Snake's music in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Michael said to me, "Isn't that Jake's music?" I'm like,
"Yeah, man.
Yes, it was. Good call." And I was showing him yesterday. I was like, "Yo, dude, this is what happens when they have music and they don't know what to do. Well, they're not that they don't know what to do with it, but they recycle it. Like, how many times was the Hollywood Blondes music used? You know." Greg Valentine had it when he was in WCW.
He did. I know that.
They gave it to Austin by himself. They gave it to...
The Hollywood Blondes.
The Hollywood Blondes, yeah. But it's synonymous with the Hollywood Blondes. You forget that it was used several times, though, you know?
That's my favorite WCW theme.
Yeah.
Burn it. Burn it.
That and that Sting's Surface Sting.
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
I like... I shouldn't admit this, but I like Luger's... But I like Doom.
You like early 90s WCW music.
That's the shit, man. That was the shit.
I liked the NWO music when it first started.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Really liked Jericho's heel theme when he was using...
that Pearl Jam shit.
Pearl Jam shit. The fake. I liked it a lot. And what else? I liked Benoit's from WCW.
Doom. That disco shit?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, you know, we should do an episode on music.
Why not?
We'll do an episode on wrestling music. You know, that should be fine. All right. So let's get into it, man. This is it. This is it for the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship. Now, Choppy made a point. I was telling Choppy during the break, I was like, dude, that fucking belt was mint. And Choppy pointed out, but this was the night that they introduced the
wing title.
But Hogan's belt before that was so dope. I love that belt that he had. That the one he was wearing during the promo.
Yeah, because he had that belt for like, what, 4 years?
Something like that, yeah.
And then they changed it out of nowhere? I mean, yeah, come on.
He had three different belts. He had the green belt, then he had the silver-looking belt, and then he had that belt.
That which is the best.
Before one. The winged one.
And if I'm not mistaken, I was just showing this to Phil when we came back from break. They actually had a world title made for Andre.
Yes.
And they decided to nix it because of what happened at this very night.
Correct.
Which was it was genius. Oh, here we fucking go.
What's the matter?
Fucking Nick the Dick is in the room. This bag of douche. Hey, Nick German, how are you? Can we have like a soundbite for this dick bag?
I'll have to get one, but he'll get this for now.
Okay, terrific.
Yes, they called it the Big Ugly.
The belt?
Was it? Is that? Somebody verify that for me.
This is where Shining Wizards Tony is the resident belt mark. He would Tony would set us straight if we're not knowledgeable of the fact. I know Hogan had at least three belts before the wing belt. I believe
he had
Tony,
the green,
if I'm wrong, please point it out to me.
He had the green one, That was when he took it off of Shiki.
Correct. And then he had that silver-looking one.
That silver-looking one, which was very, ugh.
Right, and then he had the one he was wearing.
And then he ended up with the wing title one. So that's okay. Four titles. That's
four he had, yeah.
Four different versions of the world title.
Yeah.
And then they would keep the wing title for how many years?
Several.
Until like 98, where Austin got the new belt.
Yeah.
In the Attitude Era.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway. Well.
I'm such a belt mark. I'm sorry.
No, no. You're not the only one, man. You're not the only belt mark in the crew. I can tell you that. So, like I said, I can remember where I was, and I can just remember thinking, and I'm playing this back in my head, I remember where I was, sitting on my friend's house in on the floor, and I'm just sitting there, like, just thinking, like, how cool would it be if Andre did get the title? Like, you can actually, we can actually do a fantasy warfare, what if Andre won the title? DiBiase could have turned on him, he could have feuded with DiBiase. He could have had a feud with Hogan. He could have had a feud with Macho Man. Like, there could have been a couple of things in the works. Like, if it didn't happen the way it did. And, again, you know, I was trying to explain to Mike a little while ago about Andre being undefeated for 15 years before WrestleMania. And he was basically, he was, like, dumbfounded. Like, he didn't understand the concept of Andre being undefeated. I'm like, yeah, well, Andre was more of a attraction than he was a, you know, a contender for a title.
He was like a nomadic wrestler. He would go from territory to territory.
Yeah.
And they kept him undefeated because it made him even more special.
Like, he had regional titles. Like, I think he had a couple of tag team championships. But he was never like a world champion. He didn't have to be. Like, he was that much of a big of a draw.
It's funny, though, because technically he is labeled as a world champion.
Yeah.
For the WWF.
Yeah.
But with the shortest title reign of all time, because he handed the belt right over to fucking DiBiase, and that was it.
Correct.
And then he's labeled as a tag team champion with King Haku. But then, like you said, he had regional titles as well. I wonder if he ever won anything in Mid-Atlantic.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, because he had a couple of tag teams too. I think he was teamed with Dusty Rhodes, and he teamed with a bunch of guys. I'm sure he had like regional belts. Maybe he held maybe he held some shit in Japan. You know,
probably in Japan. Maybe. I know him, and I know that in comparison to Andre was Haystacks Calhoun, because he was another guy that was an attraction as well.
Right.
But he didn't have belts either. He was supposed to win the NWA title, but they told him that he was too fat.
Really?
He was too big to be NWA heavyweight champion.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
As per Bill Apter.
Oh, Bill Apter, huh?
It came from
Bill Apter. You know it's true.
Yep.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so. Like, I remember thinking as a kid, like, now Andre gets the belt. Like, I was, if he didn't win, I was convinced that WrestleMania 3 he was getting the title, right? Then I was like, yo, he's got to get it tonight. And I was talking this up for fucking days. Because I knew it was coming. They hyped it really big, this event. The main event, it was hyped. Like, all over NBC. It was in the Daily News. Like, it was awesome. And I was like, fuck, man. Wouldn't it be cool if he won the title? Tell all my friends at school, like, he's going to win it. Like, my gym teacher, he ain't going to win the title. I'm like, he's going to win the fucking title tonight. It's Andre's night. And I was all in, dude. I was, like, cool, calm, collected. I was up late at night on a weekend. I was like, yo, I'm ready for this. And technically it happened, but technically it didn't. So let's take you now to that fateful night. All right.
Count out. They don't want no count out. They want a pinfall in the middle of that ring.
Andre with that strap around the throat of. Come on, get in there, referee.
I don't think Hebner, the referee, sees it.
Yes, he has to see that. Come on, give me a break. As you said before, Hebner doing a good job thus far.
Well, you know, you got to remember something. Hebner only weighs about 150 pounds, you know. It's tough for Andre to listen to somebody that small.
Million-dollar man looking on. He certainly appreciates what the giant is doing to the Hulkster. Andre again with a choke. Wait a minute. A break. And right back with more. it. Andre trying to choke him out. Hogan's fighting his way up. I can't believe the strength of Hogan.
Listen to these fans. Hogan broke the hold. Knee to the midsection. A chop to the throat. Another one. Andre back to the corner. Hammering away. And again.
I can't believe Hogan has turned it around.
Hulkster hammering into the forehead. Wink of the face again. Hulk, what's he doing now?
He made that mistake earlier. Why is
he's
going up again?
He's on the second rope. What's going to happen? Clothesline, the Giant goes down. Hogan goes for the leg. Wait a minute, Virgil. Virgil grabbed his ankle. Referee stink. Here comes the Hulkster.
Give me a break. Come on, referee. Turn around. Hulkster had Andre the Giant pinned. One, two, three. He had him from behind. Andre now. But maybe Lady Luck riding on his shoulders here tonight. One headbutt. A second headbutt.
Andre spins a Hulkster around. Suplex right on top of him.
He's on him.
One. We get two. That's it.
No, he got him. He got him. He got him.
No, he didn't.
The referee counted three. We've got a new world champion.
No, we don't either.
I told it, McMahon. I told you. I told the world that the Giant would win it.
No, sir. That can't be.
I don't ever want to hear you doubt me again, McMahon. Never, ever again.
Dave Hebner, the referee, is outside. He has the championship belt, I believe, in his hands. Hulkster's looking down at him. He can't believe it. He's saying it was only two. He can't be giving the title to Andre. He can't be.
Hebner counted three. In wrestling, you don't go by instant replays. This ain't football. It's the referee's decision.
I can't believe what a stupid mistake that was. I was just...
Huh?
I can't believe that.
The guy's only human, McMahon.
No,
he's just a referee.
He can't be. He's going to present it. He presents it to Andre. Raises his hand.
We have a new world champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this bout.
No.
And new World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, Andre the Giant.
That can't be.
There he is, the new world heavyweight champion. The myth of Hulk Hogan's over.
This is no surprise. I told you I'm going to win the World Tag Team Championship. And now, I surrender the World Tag Team Championship to Ted DiBiase.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Andre. What are you saying? You surrender the title to Ted DiBiase?
Yes, sir. And this is a new...
That's
world.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I can't believe it, ladies and gentlemen.
Hulkster, it's coming over. He's coming after him. That referee made the stupidest decision I can't believe. $1 million man with a championship. That's not legal, I don't think.
I don't know. We'll have to wait with Jack Tunney on that one. I'm not sure if Andre could just give the championship away. But one thing's for certain, referee Dave Hebner made his decision. He's standing by it. And we have a new World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion.
What's going on in the ring? What is going on in the ring? Wait a minute. Is that Dave Hebner? Or is that Dave Hebner?
How could there be two Dave Hebners?
Look at these guys.
Wait a minute.
They look just alike. They look just alike.
The guy on the right's Hebner, isn't it?
The left is Hebner.
Wait, though. The guy on the right is.
Wait a minute. The Hulkster's coming over to figure out which the official referee assigned was a man by the name of Dave Hebner. I can't believe we're looking at two Dave Hebners. What's going on here?
There's two
Come
Dave
on, Jesse.
Hebners.
What's going on? The Hulkster's trying to find out who the real Dave Hebner is. Who's the real Dave Hebner? You tell me, Jesse Ventura, and what is going on here?
I think it's the one on the left.
I think that Dave Hepner, I don't know who the imposter is. Look at these two.
Well, they're got, each one,
they look like identical twins.
They're shoving each other. Oh, my God.
Well, that shows you who the Dave Hepner is.
Yeah. The one in the ring took the money. It had to be. There has to be some chicanery going on around here. Has to be something with a $1 million man. I wonder what they did with the real Dave Hepner to keep him out of the match.
I don't care what, though, but Hogan is not allowed to manhandle referees like this.
I don't believe that man's a legal official. Dave Hepner.
What are you talking about? Official. He just did the match. How could he not be an official?
Hulk Hogan. And I don't know whether that... Oh, wait a minute. Coming back. Oh, look at this. Whoever that man is, he's high above the air. The Hulkster knows. Look out. Oh. We'll be back with more of the main event and more World Wrestling Federation action.
Crazy
pandemonium
indeed. You mentioned the crowd was fucking hot.
They were furious.
Yeah, man, it was crazy.
One person in particular that was not mad about that night was you.
No, because like no one thought that DiBiase was gonna get stripped. So you're like, wow. First of all, you're wow because Andre won the title. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. And all of a sudden, he's like, I surrendered my belt to Ted DiBiase. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? My mind was blown. I was like, what are you doing?
Basically, you're just like, I just got two champions in one night.
What the fuck? And, you know, if you were there, you had to be bugging. Like, you saw Hulk Hogan not only lose the fucking title to Andre the Giant, but that Andre surrender it. Then come to find out that the Hebners are twins. And it was just mind-blowing. It was wrestling history, dude. This was, like, classic. This is one of the greatest nights in pro wrestling history.
Can you do the Andre impression one more time?
I surrender a bet.
The tag team title.
To tag team championship. To Ted DiBiase.
And then that was actually really good.
Not as good as Eddie, but yeah, man, it was mind blowing. Like, legit.
I'm pretty sure if I was your age at that time period, I would have been like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
two champions in one night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One wins the belt from Hogan, and then he surrenders it to fucking DiBiase. DiBiase was so hated at that time.
Oh. It was hard to process. Like, and then. Afterwards, Jack Tunney went on the parade of he showed up on Superstars, showed up on Challenge, showed up on Piper's Pit with the new title, which was debuted. Good point. I forgot to mention that. You mentioned that they debuted it. I do have the announcement for the tournament, so I'll play that right now.
Please do.
All right.
February 5th, 1988 will go down in World Wrestling Federation history as a day of infamy. Never before has there been such controversy to surround a World Wrestling Federation championship match. Despite having viewed time and again videotapes of the Hogan-Andre match, the decision of the referee is, as always, unfortunately, final. Therefore, Hulk Hogan is not the World Wrestling Federation champion. However, it clearly states in the rule book that in order for a wrestler to be deemed a champion, he must either pin the reigning title holder or make him submit. That is the only way a wrestler can become champion. Therefore, unequivocally, I can state that Ted DiBiase is also not the World Wrestling Federation champion. Furthermore, it also clearly states in the rule book that a reigning champion may at any time in his tenure end his reign by publicly surrendering the title, which is exactly what happened when Andre the Giant presented the championship belt to Ted DiBiase. Therefore, Andre is also not the champion either. It is my decision that to be fair to the last two reigning champions of record, Hogan and Andre, and to furthermore be fair with the number one contenders who would have faced either Andre or Hogan as champion, I now declare the title vacant. And this vacancy to be filled on March 27th of this year during WrestleMania 4 in the form of the first ever World Wrestling Federation Championship Tournament. In this championship tournament, the last two title holders of record, Hogan and Andre, will justifiably be given a bye for the first round of competition. They will not compete in the first round, but will face each other in the opening of the second round of the tournament. The pairings have been completed for the first round of the competition, and they include Jake the Snake Roberts meeting Ravishing Rick Rude, Don the Rock Morocco taking on Dino Bravo, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will wrestle Greg the Hammer Valentine, Randy Macho Man Savage goes against the Natural, Butch Reed, Bam Bam Bigelow against the One Man Gang, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan will take on the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. It is my sincere wish that all of the participating wrestlers in this historic tournament, and more importantly, all of the fans of the World Wrestling Federation, construe my decision as the only just and fair way to determine who will be the new undisputed World Wrestling Federation champion. Thank you.
Canada's own on a take, Tony. Dropping knowledge. He then showed up on Piper's Pit with the title and had a little interview there. I'm not going to play that. I'll play that closer to WrestleMania.
Correct.
So, Choppy whispered while the mics were open, "Rat Pack" with DiBiase and Duggan. Rat Pack. Yeah, that man, again, I can't put over that Mid-South shit, like, enough. You know what I'm saying?
People, if you can, purchase that Mid-South DVD.
Yeah, or take mine, because Choppy hasn't given mine back
yet. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, I'm joking.
I'm still, and or watch it on the network, because they have all the episodes on the network right now.
Yeah, Mr. X chiming in. He says, made the local papers in his neck of the woods also.
Really?
Said Hogan lost, which was unheard of in the papers at that time. So, that's when wrestling was basically in the mainstream, you know?
Well, we got to remember, though, like you said before, like, for a title to change in the WWF at that time?
On regular TV.
On regular TV was
huge.
Holy shit. Hogan just lost the belt on primetime regular TV. Network TV. Not even cable TV. Network TV. Whew. Yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. There was one more match, though.
There was. It was Strikeforce.
Strikeforce versus the Hawk Foundation.
See.
Good match.
Chico Santana. With the model.
Let's see.
With fresh mullets.
Fresh mullets. You want to go to the end of that match?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do it. For the tag championship, this one Strikeforce was the champions, correct?
Correct, yeah.
All right, okay. All right, so let's take you now back to the finals. Final match of the evening, and I'll play that right now. Where's my thing?
Jack Tunney, I want a separate mediator to do it, not a biased man like Tunney.
Well, I'm sure that there's going to be some sort of investigation. We certainly have thus far enjoyed ourselves here. We'd have to say goodbye. This match still in progress. So long from Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's right. There was... with television time remaining, you do not get the ending of this match at all. Well, you do, but you don't hear Vince McMahon. You see the pinfall, but you don't see the...
The announcement.
Yeah, so Strikeforce wins the match, and you don't hear anything. They logged off before the fucking thing actually ended.
Yep.
So,
That just shows how much they care about the main event.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was that kind of party. Excuse me, WWE Network. I don't want to hear none of your crap.
Do, 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 do. Rated TVBG.
Yeah, right. So.
Oh, Nick German was devastated. I was seven and in tears.
He wasn't the only one, man.
You're a bitch.
You were. Remember that Opie and Anthony sound clip? You're a bitch. That's right. You're a bitch. I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you? I wonder if they have that as a clip. Let me see.
That should be Nick German's chiming tone when it, or the soundbite when he walks into the room.
Hold on a minute. Let me see if it's a thing. Let me see here. I want to see if it's there. That's right. Let's see. Oh, it's not in here. I'll find it, though. Like, it's okay. You're a bitch. That's right. You're a bitch. About like the
song. Oh, are you offended, Nick Chairman? He says, you're a fucking bully, Choppy.
Ooh.
Ooh. You might as well call me Blacktop Bully, then.
Blacktop Bully. Oh, come on.
Okay, terrific.
Damn it.
I got to be very PC with Nick Chairman.
Will you stop?
So that's our segue to the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 4, which we'll be doing next month. Or right before Mania in April. So it's going to be a fun time.
That's a good tournament.
That's going to be... we're going to go all out for that. We're going to maybe make it a round table, have some people in studio.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know it.
It's Choppy's, one of Choppy's highlights of his wrestling
life. Ooh, yeah. Beating the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase, for the world title. Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Put his woman on the shoulders.
Yeah, he did.
And then that punk Hogan got involved in the match. I didn't need his help.
Yeah.
Please play the Hogan promo after the match. How much did they spend on the plastic surgery, Mean Gene?
Oh,
I don't think we have that right now, though. It's a little early, guys. Do you have any questions?
Whoa. Yeah, any questions before we get out of here? If you have it. Let me see. If I have it. Let me see. Hulk Hogan.
Since we have a couple of minutes, why don't we do a little bit of Fantasy Warfare and rebook Andre?
No, that's got to be a special night.
Ooh!
Yeah, it's got to be a special night. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I think we do have it.
We do have it.
And standing by with Mean Gene. Oh. All right, Vince McMahon, Bedlam and Pandemonium. Things in somewhat of a chaotic state here. Hulk Hogan, I'm sure there's going to be a thorough investigation by the World Wrestling Federation into what happened here tonight, and I know you could not be any more disappointed.
How much money did they spend on the plastic surgery, man? I had all bases covered. I had the Hulkamaniacs watching. DiBiase, I had Virgil in his place. Never in my wildest dreams, Mean Gene, would I think that I would get ripped off by a penny-pinching two-timing referee. How much money on the plastic surgery? How much money did he spend to pay the referee off? When I turned around, me, Gene, they were identical. Identical.
Hey, right here, Hulk. Here it
is
now.
Shoulder, brother. There. Look at the shoulder.
That's it.
The referee is paid off, brother. Look at the $100 bill falling out of his pocket.
I know you're disappointed. Hulk Hogan, Vince McMahon, Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that next week.
Sounds good.
You want to do Andre's... What do you call it? You want to do the Fantasy Warfare with Andre the Giant?
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll do it next week. We'll get into it a little bit. And maybe we'll play the Piper's Pit with Undertake Tunney, as Tony C would say. Undertake Tunney, Canada's own.
Maybe we should wrap it up then.
I think we should wrap it up.
Because I'm getting kind of tired.
You're getting kind of tired, huh?
Yeah, I've been up at since 5 o'clock this morning.
All right, Big Daddy. 39 years ago today, one of the greatest movies ever was released, if you can remember this.
Warriors?
Can you dig it?
Fucking awesome movie.
Lady and gentlemen, if you have Netflix, please watch it. Watch this, because this movie is on there right now. Even Raiden from Mortal Kombat Annihilation makes an appearance in this movie.
Yeah. All right.
39 years?
39 years.
Wow.
40 years old next week.
Holy shit.
Yep. Yep, Burrs.
You're old.
The fuck? God, you're right, I am.
I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
You are an asshole. You definitely are an asshole. All right, so listen, tomorrow night, the Midnight Jury will be on the Rant, making their monthly appearance. Sunday, Surfers Comic Book Show. Happy birthday to you again. Monday is the Sports Report, Mr. Will I Am Morgan. You got the Rant and the Shining Wizards on Tuesday, Rant and Wrestling on Thursday, and right back here again on Friday, it's myself and the Portuguese Man of War, Choppy. Come back for another episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Go to rantamradio.com. Go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com for all the content. Go to turnbuckle throwbacks.com for all of our back content and all of our friends who are non-network affiliates. Choppy, anything? You about to say something? Okay. You guys know all the social media handles. Follow us there. Choppy's got... He's got a constipated face on. You gotta go to the bathroom?
I'm good.
Okay, good, 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 good. Yeah, man. Oh, I didn't forget about Evelyn. I'm going to send you your package out in a couple days. I just haven't gotten around to it.
You Indian giver.
No, I was fucking vacation.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking dolt. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting us and all the stuff they're posting on the social media pages. Shout out to Mega Powers for the Instagram gimmick. It's fantastic.
Mr. Shivani shouting us out.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. And thanks again for all the love, man. I can't thank you guys enough. We can't thank you guys enough. Fantastic.
You guys are super.
Super.
Frisco.
Hello. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next... Man, oh man.
Okay, terrific.
All right. So, on behalf of my tag team partner, Choppy, I am the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all, take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't say any of the nasty words, be kind to people, be kind to animals, call your mom, tell her you love her, and just be a good fucking human being, alright? Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.